Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Round up the boys.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
Under the king. And that's the situation in January. What could have changed it so drastically to the point where all those delegates would vote unanimously? 12 of the 13 states voted with New York abstaining on July 2nd. From January to July.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Common Sense Revisited. We're really excited to have you today. And we have a very exciting show lined up with a fellow by the name of Todd McGreevy out of the Quad Cities. Todd has been very, very active with the Continental Congress that's being put together by Mr. Schultz. And Todd, are you with us now? Oh, okay, good. No problem. So we're going to have Todd as soon as right after the first break come on and tell us all about that. I do want to mention to everyone today, if you have not gotten a copy of Ron Paul's book, In the Fed, it is fantastic. I'm almost done with it now. And we'll be right back after the break, and we'll be with Mr. Todd McGreevy. Thank you very much for joining us.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary?
The system is rigged.
These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited, and we're really excited today. What we want to do today is focus on the upcoming Continental Congress put together by We the People and Bob Schultz, and we have a great guest on today by the name of Todd McGreevy, who we're going to get to in just a second. I just want to give you a little bit of an overview of our show today for those of you who haven't listened to it. Common Sense Revisited is a book that has been written that is an update on what Thomas Paine did in Common Sense. And, of course, those of you that aren't familiar, Common Sense was a book that really changed the world. Without it, it's very doubtful that we would have had a Declaration of Independence signed in 1776. It had a phenomenal impact from January of 1776 when it was released to July of 1776 when the Declaration was signed. And it really changed the hearts and minds of the people in the country. Over 500,000 copies were sold, and in a country of less than 3 million people, and historians believe that it just had a major impact. Literally everybody had it, either read it or had it read to them over that period of time. And it did change. It created like a phase transition or a paradigm shift in the country at that time. Common Sense Revisited was written to do the same thing. You can get Common Sense Revisited at commonsenserevisited.com. And it is also now available in audio. You can order the MP3 or a 2-CD set. It's a very reasonably priced CD set, and I think that is going to be extremely popular. About 40,000 copies have already been sold. There really is no budget for publicity, so it's just been word of mouth. But when people read it, it really has an impact on it. And it was written to take somebody who really doesn't know what's going on in our country but knows there's something wrong and give them a good explanation for understanding what indigenous power is, which is the power that we as individuals have. And all of these surrogates, corporations, governments, are really things that we create to do things for us, to serve us, and they have no power of their own. All the power is within us, and that's what we need. That's what Thomas Paine made so clear. It's the power of the individual to create their own government, not this divine right of kings to make all the people their serfs and their basically their servants and their slaves. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing that we need to get out there. And once people realize it, empowers them to realize that they have the power, not these institutions. That's what we need. We need a few more million, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people to realize that they have the power to make these changes in our government and stop the oppression and the tyranny as this federal government particularly, as well as state governments and even local governments, continue to grow in an unrestrained, out-of-control manner. But one of the biggest things that's happening right now is, I think, in our country, is the Continental Congress movement and the constitutional movement put in place by primarily We the People and others, but certainly Bob Schultz at We the People has sort of been the organizing power behind this. Am I on? Okay, sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties, folks. I'm really sorry about that. But let's get right to our guest, because we're going to find out more about the Continental Congress right now from Todd McGreevy. Todd, are you with us today?
Hi, Clyde.
Hey, Todd, how are you doing?
I'm well. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you. I'm so glad to hear you. And I just want you to know, and everybody else listening, in the last few weeks we've really focused on candidates, you know, that most of whom were on the Spirit of the Founders video. Have you seen? Yeah, you've seen that, right?
Yes, it's excellent.
Yeah, and anybody that has not seen that that's listening today, you can just go and Google Spirit of the Founders, go online, and you'll see this phenomenal 6-minute, basically it's like a small infomercial on some of the Liberty candidates around the country. Adam Kokesh, Dr. Michael Vazovsky from South Carolina, Jake Towne from Pennsylvania, R.J. Harris from Oklahoma, and Paul Lambert from Alabama are 5 of the 8 that are featured on there. And we've had all of them on our show. And if you want to hear about them, you can go to the Republic Broadcasting website and you can hear our archive shows with those 5 individuals. They're all excellent interviews. And we're hoping to have Peter Schiff and Ron Paul, or not Ron Paul, but Rand Paul, also, who were featured on that video on our show in the coming weeks. But today we wanted Todd to join us so that we could talk about what's happening with the Continental Congress, where it's going to be, just all the things that are happening with it and that have come up in the last few weeks. And Todd, I know you're plugged in on that. And so if you could just maybe bring us up to date on where things are, how things are. Yeah, just, you know,
absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity, Clyde. And the Continental Congress is scheduled to happen on November 8th through the 22nd. It's November 8th through the 22nd in St. Charles, Illinois. It's a northwestern suburb of Chicago, and it's at a facility called Pheasant Run. Pheasant Run has a beautiful conference center there that where all the delegates will convene, and the delegates are made up of 3 delegates elected by the citizens of each state, per state, and District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. So 153 delegates will convene for that time period to, A, bear witness to the violations of the Constitution and broadcast this to the world. This will be a very transparent process where the delegates will convene along with invited scholars, experts in particular fields of discussion, as well as potentially and hopefully guest state representatives, actually, who are going to be invited to observe. And those delegates will be there to broadcast to the world the violations of the Constitution. Of course, We the People Foundation's own 14-year track record of filing petitions of redress for grievance at the highest level of the court systems, and been only met with repeated injury, frankly. Those petitions are kind of the foundation of the violations of the Constitution. Everything, you know, violation of the money clauses, violation of the tax clause, violation of the privacy clause, violation of the gun clauses, all of those things are well documented by We the People Foundation. And we want the world to see these. But beyond, you know, complaining about what's wrong and citing all the issues that are the problems and what ails America, we need to come up with a blueprint for civic action. You know, the philosophy being that, as you well pointed out at the beginning of your show, you know, it's the power of the individual over the divine right of kings. We need to exercise our own individual indigenous powers as a nation, and we're hopeful that the delegates will be able to collaborate, be innovative, be creative, share their respective concepts, strategies in their own states, their own organizations that they're involved in, and come up with the prioritization of the civic actions that people can take to have a for lack of a better term, a mass movement, a major a critical mass across America. And there's, you know, handfuls of strategies that all of us are aware of, and the hope is that these all these liberty-minded people passionate for the Constitution will emerge with a blueprint for civic action that everybody can take.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's what the direction has moved towards at this point. It's not like at this point with that many people we're going to try to rewrite the Constitution or write amendments or anything like that. It's going to be
absolutely
more
not. No,
okay.
This is, in fact, it's, thank you for asking that. It's, you know, this is most assuredly to defend, not amend, the Constitution. This is in defense of the Constitution. It is a Continental Congress taking the cue from our founders in history in 1774. They had been filing petitions of redress for grievance for 11 years, and they did not want to break from the crown. They wanted to be English subjects. They wanted to be recognized and their rights guaranteed, but they were just met with repeated injury. And so subsequently they said, what are we going to do? What's the next step for us to move forward and maintain our own rights? And they said, well, we better have a meeting. And they convened the First Continental Congress in 1774. So this is kind of a nod to that effort. And by no means is this effort that I'm aware of an intention to break from the current government. It's to try and come up with these strategies that will actually, rein in our tyrant government, reassert that they are the servant. You know, we are the master. And, you know, they can range from everything from, you know, the Committees of Safety has all kinds of, not all kinds, they have a strategy for constitutional homeland security in all 50 states. You know, that agenda is out there and very strong and well-developed. There's you know, efforts to the Sheriff Mack effort that's out there to grow indigenous power in your counties and do it one county at a time is a strategy and a blueprint. There's the concept of withdrawing resources from the government. You know, there's evidence that during the First Continental Congress, that was one of the first things that was talked about was, you know, if the government is not responding to you, then you have the right to withdraw your resources. There's those discussions. I mean, even Ron Paul recently just talked about withdrawing resources recently in an indirect way. He was interviewed on Time Magazine. I don't know if you caught that interview yet.
No, I haven't.
It's go to YouTube. Just do Ron Paul Time Magazine. It's a 6-minute interview, extremely well done. Per usual, Dr. Paul is very succinct and to the point. And they asked the question about, you know, why are you against the income tax? And he said, because my life is my own. And went on to discuss it even more, and how onerous it is and so forth if you accept that concept and that precept. But he went on to say, frankly, I'm not really concerned about the income tax in the future because when the dollar collapses, there's going to be such chaos, nobody's going to even worry about sending in their money. And I thought that was an interesting little nugget he threw out there.
Very interesting.
You know,
all right, this is fascinating, Tom. We're getting music for a break here.
Okay. No problem.
But when we come back, let's talk more about basically the fundamental idea of getting the government to follow the contract. So we'll be back in just a second. Don't go away.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back from our break, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland on Common Sense Revisited, and I have my guest today of Todd McGreevy, and we're talking about the Continental Congress coming up soon in November. Todd, very, very clear point that you made. I mean, this is all about using the law, which is the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, to make our government at all levels follow the rules, follow the contract. The Constitution is a contract between the government and the people. It's pretty simple, really.
And they signed the contract when they raised their hand and made their oath.
Yes, that's right. All of these people, all the presidents, all the senators, all the representatives in Congress signed and took an oath to follow that Constitution. And so none of them are. Let's just take health care, for example. Our last guest, R.J. Harris, made a very good point. He said it's really a moot question whether or not we think what Congress is doing with health care is a good plan or a bad plan, or a Democratic plan or a Republican plan. They don't have authority to do anything. It's not a federal issue. There's nowhere in the enumerated powers where you can possibly come to the conclusion that the federal government has anything to do with managing the health care in the state, within the states. And so it's really a state issue and shouldn't even be being discussed in the halls of the U.S. Congress.
Absolutely. You know, it's at the core of the Continental Congress inspiration for it, obviously, is, like I said before, you know, the We the People Foundation and Bob Schultz's filing of petitions for redress of grievances. And the unfortunate thing about the last 14 years with those efforts is that the Supreme Courts and all, and even the Congress people that were served have refused to respond. There has yet to be an actual response, and you know, other than you have no standing. You know, we're just not going to deal. And what it comes down to is that the capstone right, which the founders put in the First Amendment, they knew that in the future generations that the government was going to attempt to become the master. You know, that capstone right is the right to petition for redress of grievances. And when they don't even come to the table and address the concerns that are you know, very formally addressed in these petitions, what is the next step? What are people supposed to do? I mean, it's not working. I've read, you know, where there's an interesting article on News with Views that Edwin Vieira, it's actually a speech he made to the Rotary Club in New York, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and he posited that, you know, when the government actually, he says, there's no way that a constitutional government can violate your rights. And at first people are like, what do you mean? When the behavior and actions that our government take are fall outside of the scope and the powers enumerated by the Constitution, they cease to be our government.
Mm-hmm.
They're not operating within the purview of the rule book they agreed to. So subsequently, they are not really your government.
Right.
It's a hard thing for most people to understand, but it's, you know, you have to get your arms around the fact that these people, who are these people? They're
right.
They're rogues. They're crooks. They're criminals.
Right. Operating outside of the law.
Absolutely. And
right.
we have to provide people answers. You know, the concept of the petition to redress of grievances is fairly unknown by most mainstream Americans, and so subsequently it's hard to get everybody on the same page with that, because it's been in the dustbin of history, but it's still right in every one of those, you know, constitutions that they swore an oath to. Every one of the Congress people, every one of the judges, every one of the presidents. So,
I think what people need to start understanding is that, you know, the balance of powers that the framers put into place, where, you know, the idea was is that, you know, the president could never step out of line because you have the Congress, and the Congress could never step out of line because you have the courts, and all, but they're all working together now. I mean, the courts are protecting the president and the Congress by not addressing the redress of grievances. And so it's really become one massive surrogate, this institution that we created that is not following the rules but that were put in place for it to follow. And that's what the Continental Congress is all about. What excites me, Todd, is that we're getting people together from the whole country. And, you know, Todd and I were both, all of you that are listening, Todd and I were both at the Jekyll Island meeting, which was a preliminary meeting for this Continental Congress. And just that alone, it was maybe 100 people there, but they were from all over the country. And it was just so powerful having that many people from different organizations that are all working toward the same goal of getting our country back to following the fundamental principles it was based on. You know, together in one room, it was just, don't you agree? I mean, it was just so
absolutely powerful. It's an alliance of liberty. I mean, it's a liberty alliance. We have to start collaborating more as organizations and leaders of the effort to restore the republic. And another thing I want to make a note on is that, you know, another thing people don't quite understand. You know, it's the government's fault we're in these positions. Well, no, it's not. We the people have allowed this to happen by our apathy, our lack of action. It's actually our civic duty to assert ourselves now.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to take responsibility.
I totally agree with you. And that, you know, I think if there's a fundamental theme in Common Sense, the original with Thomas Paine and Common Sense Revisited, our version is that, you know, people have that power, but they have to exercise the power and they have to know it. And it's just nature for power to accumulate and power to coalesce more and more. That's what power does. And so what we've got now is, you know, nothing more than what Thomas Jefferson and the others predicted we would have if we allowed it to happen. And that's what's happened. You're absolutely right. We've allowed this to happen. It is within our power to change it. We'll pick up on that note here in just a second. We're getting the music for another commercial. We'll be right back. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Restore the Republic.
the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
All right, everyone, we're back with Common Sense Revisited, and our special guest today is Todd McGreevy. We're having a great conversation today. Our focus is the Continental Congress coming up in November. Todd, let me just make a statement and see if you agree with it, and to kind of sum up the purpose of this thing. The difference between our meeting in November and what we had in the past was those original meetings were to create, first of all, the Declaration of Independence, after all grievances were ignored. They knew that they had to separate. So declare Declaration of Independence, and then to create the format for how we were going to govern ourselves. The first was the Articles of Confederation. That didn't work out, and they went to the Constitution. We don't need to start there. What we have, those documents are in place. They're the law of the land. The Declaration clearly lays out the relationship between the individuals, the people, and the government. And it says very clearly that we are the ones that create the government. The government is our servant, in effect, and that if we don't like the way it works, we can always alter or abolish it. We always have that right. But we don't need to do that now. What we need is we need to reestablish the fact that the Constitution is the law of the land, and force this government through legal means to follow the law and stop doing things that are outside of their purview, which is pretty much probably 95% of what they do is outside the purview of what the Constitution states. So is that, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think you can sum it up maybe, you know, do the people have the power of enforcement when their elected officials refuse to respond to petitions?
Right.
Because you don't petition until a violation has happened. I mean, if they're following the rule book, there's no need to petition.
Right.
They violated everything under the sun, left and right. I mean, we've been compromised, and as you've reported and talked about, you know, a lot of it goes back to the Federal Reserve System and when the income tax was implemented. I mean, that was the beginning of the end of many of these things. I think I was listening to, was it Trevor Wyman yesterday on another blog radio show, and he was saying how, you know, he envisions when the government has to tell the people, well, in order to maintain these wars abroad, we need to raise your income tax by 20%, you know, then the people are going to go, wait, we don't want to be in war anymore. Wait a second, it's costing us. Well, right now we're just printing the money to fund these wars and putting our grandchildren in debt instead of actually paying it right now. And when those kind of things happen, you know, perhaps people will wake up. I mean, you know, the other thing I should point out, too, you know, we talk about there's going to be three delegates from each state, you know, convening. There's an election, a nationwide election happening on October 10th, Saturday, October 10th. So I would encourage everybody listening to go to givemeliberty.org, and find your state. There's a state map there, an interactive flash map, and click on your state, and you'll see who your state coordinator is. You'll see who the nominees are for delegates. Clyde is one of them here in Iowa. And you'll be able to, you know, look at their resume, their personal statement, their background, and in some instances, and I don't know if you notice this, Clyde, I embedded a video of you, your End the Fed speech in Chicago is up on your profile now.
Okay.
And so many of the nominees out there have a video, statement, if you will, to give you a better flavor of what they're up to and so forth. So I'd encourage everybody to look at that. And then, you know, keep following that website to look for the voting center in your town. come October 10th. And also there's a recent initiative that's up on the Continental Congress website that you can get to via givemeliberty.org that talks about an option B, which is mailing in a ballot with a signed affidavit notarized. That, you know, you are who you are, and then you can download the ballot and mail it in so it can be counted that day as well at the voting center. So
how are we doing this? How are we doing on this? Do we have delegates? We have a lot of nominees for being delegates in all the states.
There's about 260 delegates nationwide, nominees. There's 260 nominees to be delegates nationwide. There are a handful of states that are lagging behind in terms of organization and getting nominees posted and developed. I think one of them might be like South Dakota. And there's, this is a grassroots effort of the people, by the people, for the people. So it's not, funded from the top down by some corporation or anything like that. It's up to the states individually to get their act together, so to speak. And so, unfortunately, there's some that are more developed than others. And as Mr. Schultz points out, the First Continental Congress, Georgia wasn't represented. They just didn't show up. They couldn't make it, So this 2009 Continental Congress, perhaps, there's going to be a state or two that doesn't have a full three-delegate contingency there. It's what it is. This is all new territory for us, 21st century, citizens. And, no one said this. It's not written anywhere. I don't know if it's a fair expectation to think that, after this first time around for 2 weeks, the silver bullet will appear, and bang, everybody's fixed. It's going to take time to put.
It's going to be a process.
The key word. This process we're going through is actually made available to us via the documents themselves.
Right.
We're availing ourselves of the process that we need to. And, maybe there'll be another one next year. We'll learn from some mistakes this year and improve things. But we got to go through the motions. We have to give it a shot because, otherwise all of us, patriot organizations are operating in these silos and doing their own thing and competing for the same resources. And, I think I like to use the verb collaborate. We need to collaborate more. And hopefully this will be a venue to do that.
I'm gonna read something here from Common Sense Revisited because I think you just made a really good point. We need all of us, everyone listening to the show today, and all of the people that those of you that are listening, we need to be working together to change this country. We need to be focused and harmonious and working together. And the thing I like about Bob Schultz is this guy is amazing, and he is putting his own money and has for years into this effort and devoted his life, and he's a very successful man. And we need to support him and support this effort because he is bringing people together from all over this freedom movement, this liberty and constitutional movement, and from all over the country. And we need to support him. But I just want to read you a quote, everybody, from Thomas Jefferson. And this is something he said in 1808, after he had served two terms as president. And he was asked about the founding of the country and what it was like and what they did and how they did it. And here's what he said. The principles on which we engaged, of which the charter of our independence is the record, were sanctioned by the laws of our being, and we but obeyed them in pursuing undeviatingly the course they called for. I just think that's such a powerful, powerful phrase, because it's almost what I would call a mission statement for all of us. No matter what we think of various other people in the liberty movement, no matter what we might think about 9/11 and what Ron Paul said about 9/11, or all these different things that we allow to divide us. Mm-hmm. There should be no division. We should all, the original founders, I've read a lot of their debates and things at the Constitutional Convention and at the original Continental Congress. There was arguments, there was heated arguments about slavery and all kinds, religion and all kinds of issues. Just like we have different opinions. All of us listening to the show today have different opinions on different things. But one thing we should all be focused on is getting our country back to the fundamental principles it was based on. Those fundamentals were enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, in the Constitution. Let's all support this event. Let's all support this movement that's going to happen in November. Get on the phone. tell people about the website. What was that website again, Todd?
GiveMeLiberty.org.
GiveMeLiberty.org. Go to the website today. Get involved. You know, find out about your delegates in the area, or become a delegate if you're in a state that doesn't have any enough nominees, and go there. I mean, I'm going to take I don't have the time, really, or the funds to be there, but I'm going to be there in November if I'm elected.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably have a pretty good chance of being elected. I'm going to take the time, and, you know, I've told my business partner I've got to go, and I'm going to go. Because, I mean, what more important thing can we do for our children or grandchildren than get this government back in track and in tune with the law of the land? And so I think this is a tremendous effort. This and supporting these liberty candidates that are on Spirit of the Founders, I think, are the thing. But you know what, Todd? It's going to take education. If we don't have enough people educated and we just keep talking to ourselves, we have to expand our base.
Well, one of the things that's important about this effort is that it's going to be, well, let me back up. The budget for this whole event is $2 million.
Right.
Okay? Just so everybody listening is aware that, you know, if you are elected as a delegate, there's the expectation that you will get yourself to St. Charles, Illinois, you know, by hook or crook, train or plane, how you can get there, okay? Once you arrive, then your room and board, you know, three meals a day and your hotel stay will be covered for the 2 weeks out of this budget. There's expenses for the hookup to the internet to do a major, you know, worldwide broadcast for lots of broadband data pipe. All right, there's we want to spend roughly half of that on advertising. We want to get the word out that tune in to the Continental Congress on the internet. We want to get that out to the world. So the awareness factor is there. Logistics, you know, security, various things like that are in that budget. That, all that information, when you go to GiveMeLiberty.org, you'll see right there on the front page a meter that shows how we're doing on raising the money. We're just under 150 grand right now. We've got a ways to go in a short period of time, and people are working hard at it. So I would encourage those of you who are listening, if you can endorse this concept to give. If you think about it, if 20,000 people gave $100, we'd have it paid for. You know, it's not a big number in terms of, if you look at the scope of the other things that happen in the political spectrum, because this is not a political event, but, you know, that's what most people compare it to. I mean, you know, they spent, they being our servant government, spent $100 million of our tax dollars for the Democratic and Republican conventions on security. You know, right out of our own hide, for their facade that they held at those two respective conventions. Right. $2 million is not a lot of money when you think about the scope of what's trying to be achieved here. So when you get to the Continental Congress website through GiveMeLiberty.org, you'll see a donate button. You'll also see a page that says donate, and you can read up on how that budget will be spent and invested and so forth. Really, that's only $40,000 per state.
So whatever you can give. Give. And I know when I gave $100 a few weeks ago, I got sent a silver, an ounce of, I think it was an ounce of silver.
Silver round, yep.
A silver round, yes.
Yep.
And so I think now they've actually reduced that. You can get a silver round for $50, is that correct?
They have a smaller one that's
a smaller one? Okay.
Less weight for $50 in donation, and a $100 one for a full ounce. Yeah, a half ounce and a full ounce. And those are available as well. You'll see that on the website too.
Yeah. And so that we need people to donate. So please, not only donate yourself today, if you can, if you're listening, but get the word out and have other people support this extremely worthy cause. This is going to have an impact. I mean, there's no way the media can ignore this. There's no way people can ignore this. And I think it'll be an encouraging event for everybody working for freedom and liberty in whatever way. I also want to mention the End the Fed book. I'm almost done with that now. Ron Paul's book, phenomenal book to give to your friends and relatives and everyone you know. If you haven't read it, order it. I think it's one of the top bestsellers. And by more, you know, people, if you can order two or three, it just increases the sales, you know, and increases the ratings for the book, and gets it out there and gets it more popular, and more people will just buy it, and it just builds on itself. So anything.
I'm thrilled with that book, Clyde. I got it the other day in the mail, and it just, I've only briefly looked at it. I read like the first chapter, then I started browsing it and so forth, and I jumped to chapter 10, and I mean, I've, you know, been a fan of Dr. Paul for a long time, and not a long time, for several years now, and, you know, read his first book, The Manifesto, and so forth. And this one is even just the clarity is the word that came to mind when I read this. The clarity is just even is stronger. That it just, it is written in layman's terms. It's not very long. I liken it to, I told my wife that, you know, it's like, Obama came out with Audacity of Hope. That was kind of his little, you know, introduction to mainstream America of who he was, right? Well, this and the Fed book is kind of like that for Dr. Paul. The beginning of it talks about his philosophies and where he came from and who the players were that influenced him and so forth. So if you're trying to understand what makes him tick, you know, this book really goes into it. And I'm hopeful that this book has a similar impact on the American psyche that that book did for Obama. Maybe we'll get a similar result with Dr. Paul.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And the other thing I like about it, I want to make sure everyone understands, this book is not designed to expose a conspiracy or anything like that. This book is written for, you can give this book to anybody in America who knows nothing about the history of the Fed or what's behind it or their role in world government or any of that stuff, because it's but just the information in there is actual factual dialogues between Ron Paul and Bernanke and Ron Paul and Greenspan and actual quotes from Greenspan back in the days before he became involved in the Fed. There's one quote in there from Greenspan where he says that without a gold, without money as gold, without a gold standard, there is no protection for the people from the government usurping and inflating their currency and debauching the currency and making it worthless. I mean, he says that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who's, you know, created all the bubbles and really responsible for creating, you know, the bubble that we're, you know, that busted that we're experiencing right now. So, I mean, this is fascinating stuff, and every American should know it. I think it's so revealing about the nature of power and why the Fed needs to be removed. There's another book out there now, which I highly recommend. I don't know if you've looked at this one yet, Todd, but there's a biography out there on Andrew Jackson right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big seller right now. It's in all the bookstores, and I just read it. And it's phenomenal because it recount, you know, talks about a lot of the things he did with the Indians and different things, but the whole story of him getting rid of the central bank at that time is in there. And, you know, it really sheds a lot of light on the power of the central bankers and what they'll do to maintain power and what a president with the power of the people behind him can eliminate the bank. That's what he did. And the only reason Jackson was able to do it, because the central bank already had its tentacles sunk deep into members of the Senate and the House at that time. And throughout the economy, they had a lot of power. And he was able to get rid, because he ran on a platform of getting rid of the central bank, and he educated the people about it, and there was already a higher level of awareness of central banking at that time. But he was able to keep, not renew the bank's charter and take all of their money out of the federal bank and put it into the state banks. He killed the bank. And it's an amazing story, because the banker, the president of the bank at that time, Nelson Biddle, publicly announced that if I'll get back to this, and we're getting a break here, but this is fascinating. We'll finish up with this comment when we get back from our break, okay? So don't go away, folks. We still have one more segment.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary?
The system is rigged.
These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, everyone, we're back with our final segment of Common Sense Revisited with Todd McGreevy here today, and my name is Clyde Cleveland. We were just talking about when Jackson got rid of the Federal Bank. I just wanted to finish that story because an amazing, amazing thing happened. Nelson Biddle, who was president of the bank at that time, had the hubris to state publicly that if the Congress didn't overturn Jackson's veto of the bank, of the rechartering of the bank, he was going to tighten credit and create a recession, and everyone was going to be in bad shape economically if they didn't do this. And he did that. He actually did. They tightened credit, and there was a recession, huge recession all over the country. People were coming, sending delegations to Jackson to beg him to withdraw his veto and to give in to the central bankers. And Jackson said, what are you doing? I mean, why are you coming to me? He's the one who's doing it, not me. In other words, what he did was he stuck to his guns and he made it clear, and he kept educating people, said, this is exactly what we were saying. This is why we need to get rid of the central bank. Do you want this unelected official to be able to cause an economic catastrophe in our country?
Well, that threat has been repeated in modern day history. Bernanke said, you know, if you audit the Fed, you know, we may have to take a hard look at the way interest is dealt with, because it may impact our ability to do what we need to do independently. And, that veiled threat has been made already.
Yeah, well, not a very veiled threat, was it?
No, not at all. Yeah. So your producer got on the line and asked, somebody called in, want to know the name of the book. Is it American Lion, Andrew Jackson in the White House?
Yes.
Yeah, by John Meacham, J-O-N Meacham, American Lion. Andrew Jackson in the White House is the name of that book.
That is the name of the book. It's an excellent book, well written. But, you know, when you kind of have to read between the lines to understand exactly what's happening with the central banking story. But it's pretty clear. I mean, it's pretty clear. This guy is not an anti-central bank author. But in just telling the story, I mean, anybody that has any idea of what's going on today can see what Jackson went through and how powerful the bank was even back then. Of course, now our central bank has been in place for almost 100 years and has immense power over our government.
You know, one of the outcomes we hope of Continental Congress will be a blueprint for civic action about currency, how to deal with alternate currencies. I mean, American Open Currency was at Jekyll Island, represented there. I know that the Committees of Safety has a plan to work with state legislators to pass statutes that establish statewide currencies. You know, these are the type of things, because it's one thing to, you know, audit the Fed and end the Fed, which is wonderful because it's a pariah. You know, the usurper has overreached way too far, and their time has come. But what's the alternative? What are we going to have in its place? And so we have to have solutions, too. We can't just complain about things, and that's one of the reasons that we're with this Continental Congress, I think, is so important.
That's reason alone for everybody listening today. That one reason alone that Todd just so eloquently displayed is exactly why you should support this event at givemeliberty.org. I mean, even if we can just come out with that one thing out of the 2 or 3 weeks that we're, is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks that we're spending?
It's 2 weeks. The 8th is the opening, you know, ceremony that evening, kind of a welcome, and then the next day the business at hand begins on the 9th.
If all we do in those 2 weeks is come out with a plan to eliminate the Fed and replace it with a sound currency, a constitutional currency, if that's all we do and we can get unification on that and get people in the whole country behind it, it would have immense, immense impact. It would be worth all your donations. It would be all worth all your effort to support this event.
And vote on October 10th. Mark your date, mark the calendar to, you know, look, find your voting center in your state and vote. If you can't make it on the 10th, you know, go early to the website and grab the ballot and vote for your delegates and mail them in.
Yep, and please, whatever you can, even if it's $25 or $5 or a dollar, whatever you can donate to this, I think it is a very worthy cause. Please do so. And Todd, thank you so much for being with us today. It was really a great, great show, and you're a great guest and a great guy, and thanks so much for all that you're doing.
Let's keep this conspiracy of common sense going, Clyde.
That's my kind of conspiracy. Thanks for everybody for joining us today. We'll see you later now.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
With recent international flight